what's the thing you're most disappointed in falling just one run short?
Probably the first 3-4 innings that we played defensively. That's what got us most. We got a defense start out of Tyler Franek. He wasn't very sharp, but he gave us an opportunity to stay in the game. We didn't take advantage. You got to give their arms credit. They made some pitches. They made some really nice defensive plays too.
Coach, you left 12 on. What do you want the batters to be able to do in those situations with runners on base? What must they do better to be able to?
They're just pressing right now. We were very fortunate at the beginning of the year when we had runners in scoring position. We took care of it. We drove, got a lot of guys in. We were scoring a lot of runs, spanning on the zone. The left-handed arm they threw today, he threw about 2 breaking balls and nothing but fastballs. I think we struck out 4 different times on him off of balls that were not even close to being in the zone. Little mental things that we're not very good at right now.
You were aggressive on the base paths, but just weren't able to capitalize on that a little bit later on in the game. Even that double steal of home.
Well, we just tried to speed up the game. We had opportunities too, and we try it throughout the year. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In this situation, it did work. But in the end, honestly, it got us one run, and that was it. So, we're back to square one tomorrow during practice. We got a good club that we're going to play this weekend in Butler. Huge 4-game set for us, and it's like I told the guys, they're walking into a bloodbath. If they can't handle it, they can't defend, we're not going to be very good. I thought Angelo Perez, we made an adjustment at third base. I thought Angelo did a really good job. He's going to see more innings out there.